So I want to discuss that Sahabi radiallahu anhu who appointed Mu'adh radiallahu anhu as he left this world. He was such an individual. He embraced Islam in the initial stages, right at the beginning. He embraced Islam at the hands of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He was none other than Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu was known by the name, by the title Abu Ubaidah. But his name was Amir. Amir bin Abdullah bin al-Jarrah bin Hilal bin Uhayb bin Dabba bin Harith bin Fihr. So his lineage links with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Fihr. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu invited him to Islam and brought him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even before the Darul Arqam stage, Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu was already from the close Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kana wadi al-wajh. He was very handsome. Bahiyat tal'a. He had a beautiful appearance. Bahiyat tal'a. A wonderful appearance. Nahil al-jismi. He was very thin. Tawil al-qama. He had a tall stature. And khafif al-aridain, naturally, his beard didn't grow very, very long. Khafif al-aridain. Tartahu al-aynu li-mar'a. The eye would enjoy looking at his appearance, and meeting him would bring joy to the heart. He was known for his humility and bashfulness. Jammat tawadu, very, very humble. Shadid al-haya, and modest. But when the goings became tough, Abu Ubaidah was the man for the job. He was like an attacking lion. He was very, very brave and very, very strong. He was known as Amin wa hadihi al-ummah. The Amin, the most honest, one of the most honest of the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah. Like we hear in the khutbah, لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَمِينٌ وَأَمِينُ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ أَبُو عُبَيْدَةَ بْنُ الْجَرَّاحِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُ. Umar radiallahu, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu would say, there are three men from the Quraysh who are most handsome and are most impeccable in character. أَصْبَحُ النَّاسِ وُجُوهًا وَأَحْسَنُهَا أَخْلَاقًا وَأَثْبَتُهَا حَيَاءً. And they are most modest. If they ever speak to you, they will never ever lie. And if you speak to them, they will never deny you. Number one, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Number two, Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu. And number three, Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah radiallahu anhu. So Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, from day one, he was by the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He embraced Islam with Abdurrahman bin Auf, Uthman bin Mad'un, Arqam bin Abil Arqam. All these Sahaba who embraced Islam in the initial stages at the hands of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And he went through a lot of challenges and difficulties with the Muslims in the initial stages. He was tortured by his family, but he did not give in. He did not give in. He went through so much. But very, very difficult was the Qurbani Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu went through during the battle of Badr. In the expedition of Badr, Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu was with the Muslims, and he was so brave that no one dared to come before him. But there was one individual who always propped up in front of Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. Wherever Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu went, he came in front of him. But Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu tried to avert this person. He tried to avoid him and keep away from him. But this man kept on appearing before him. And then he started attacking Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. And the more Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu tried to avoid him, this man closed every path and didn't allow Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu to go anywhere. And then finally, when he couldn't manage anymore, because then this person became a hindrance to deen, Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu struck him. And this man then fell dead. I don't even think it's possible to even imagine who this man was, my respected listener. This was such a qurbani of the Sahabi, such a qurbani, that it was beyond expectation. It goes beyond imagination. You might get a headache, an aching headache, if you just get to know that the man Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu struck was his own father. But it wasn't just his father that he struck. It was the shirk in the personification in his father. It was such a qurbani and sacrifice that his father was a hindrance to deen, and his father hindered him on this battle and in this expedition of Badr. It was such a sacrifice that Quran reveals in Surah Mujadala, ayat number 22, Allah says, after أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا آباءهم أو أبناءهم أو إخوانهم أو عشيرتهم أولئك كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان وأيدهم بروح منه ويدخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عن أولئك حزب الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون. Allah Ta'ala says that those who have iman on Allah in the last day, they do not have such relationships that will hinder them from deen. They will not keep relationships with those who are the enemies of Allah, those who hinder deen, those who bar deen. The people of iman do not keep relationships with them, even though those people may be their fathers or their children or their brothers and their relatives. Meaning, they will keep good relationships, but when this relationship hinders them from deen, they will put Allah first, before their parents, before their children, before their relatives. These are the people of iman, for whom Jannat is guaranteed. These are Allah's people, and Allah's people are the successful ones. So Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu made such sacrifices. Came the expedition of Uhud, and on this occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very badly injured, because the mushrikeen targeted him. Muslims were first victorious, and towards the end, the non-Muslims, the mushrikeen, found a passage to go in behind the Muslims, and then they surrounded the Muslims, so the Muslims were crushed from either side, and then there was great danger, and there was great harm upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, wherever he was on the battlefield, his eyes was fixed on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very, very badly injured. At one stage, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shot on the battlefield. And Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu sees this. And he rushes and he runs towards the direction in which he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was shot on his face. He was wearing a helmet. The helmet was made out of lynx. So two lynx had gorged into the Mubarak cheeks of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, from a distance, I see this man rushing towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I was worried who it could be. He was coming so fast. And it was finally Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu arrived. Now they both vying with one another to make this khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu bidded and begged, "Oh Abu Bakr, leave this opportunity for me. Let me make this khidmat." Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu agreed. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu was worried to remove that piece of steel that's gorged in Allah's Nabi's Mubarak cheeks. To move it with the hand would be more painful for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he put his mouth, and because those links were fine, it was broken, and the inside was into the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, he bit onto the small part of the link that was still protruding, and he bites onto that piece of steel, and he pulls it out. And as he pulls, as he bites it with strength, and he pulls it out, he pulls out the link from Allah's Nabi's Mubarak cheeks, and his front middle incisor falls. Then there was another link gorged into the other cheek, and he bites it from that side. And as he pulls it out, the link comes out, but Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu's other tooth also falls out. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu doesn't have front teeth. But how honorable. Where did he lose those teeth? He lost them in khidmat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says, فَكَانَ أَبُو عُبَيْدَ مِنْ أَحْسَنِ النَّاسِ هَتَمًا. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, in spite of not having front teeth, he was so beautiful, he was so handsome. Generally, if a person doesn't have teeth in front, it's not the most beautiful sight. Except Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, because he lost those teeth in the khidmat of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Occasion, a delegation of Christians arrived in Medina Munawwara and they made a request to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O Nabi of Allah, send to us one of your Sahaba to judge between us regarding our wealth and regarding our differences, because we trust you Muslims. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, come back to me in the evening, I will send with you ma'akum al-qawi al-amin, one who is capable and he is most honest. Umar radiallahu anhu says, that day I went early for Dhuhr Salah and I was hoping that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam appoint me. Not that I ever asked for imara, for leadership, but I wanted this attribute. I wanted to be the one who is Al-Qawiyul Amin. After Dhuhr Salah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam looked right and looked left. And I was actually extending my height so that Allah's Nabi could see me. And then he spotted Abu Ubaidah. Allah's Nabi called him, O Abu Ubaidah, go with them. أخرج معهم فقضي بينهم بالحق فيما اختلفوا فيه. Go with them and judge between them with justice and integrity regarding their differences. You pass decisions with them, between them with amanat dari. Umar radiallahu anhu says that Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu took that amazing virtuous quality. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu was honest also, and he was strong. He was very, very strong. He knew how to handle situations. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent him with the other Sahaba, and he was the Amir. On many occasions, Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu was made the Amir by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sahaba were going on this expedition, and Allah's Nabi gave him one bag of dates, nothing else. And Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu would give each of his satis one date per day, because other food was not available. So what they would do, they would lick onto that one date. They would lick onto that one date like a child drinking milk from the mother. And then they would drink a lot of water. And that one date would suffice them for the entire day. That incident is quite ajeeb, how Allah Ta'ala then helped them. Because then during that expedition, they were passing the ocean. And Allah made the water spit out for them one whale. And they ate from that whale. They ate from that whale for many, many days. This was under the leadership of Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. On occasion, Amr bin As radiyallahu anhu was sent to take Islam to different regions in the path of Allah ta'ala, and then he needed reinforcements. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent senior sahaba who were muhajireen to reinforce and help Amr bin As radiyallahu anhu. And in this second group of sahaba was Abu Bakr and Umar radiyallahu anhum, and their amir was Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiyallahu anhu. When they arrived there, Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu was going forth for the namaz. So those who came second were the seniors. But those who were earlier there, Amr bin As radiallahu anhu and the others said that I am yours Amir. So those who came in the second group are explaining to Amr bin As that we are the seniors. We came to help you, but we are the Amir. Amr bin As radiallahu anhu says, no, we were here, you all came to help us. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu says, no problem at all. You will be the Amir. Even though Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu was made the Amir, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, O Abu Ubaidah, work with wisdom, work with unity, and he let Amr bin As radiallahu anhu rule. This was and be the Amir. This was the akhlaq and the humility of Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. All his life, his quality of akhlaq and humility was so amazing. That's why even on the occasion when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this world, and the mashura was taking place in the Saqifa Bani Sa'idah regarding the Khalif, the next ruler, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wanted to put forth Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. He wanted to put forth Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu because of the position and the status of Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, his closeness to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But nobody would accept that, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam clearly indicated the fact that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was to be the next ruler. Even during the reign of Umar radiallahu anhu, how much of love Umar radiallahu anhu had for Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. At that time, Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu was gone in the path of Allah Ta'ala to the lands of Sham, the Roman regions, and he took Islam to different regions in the world. He reached the Euphrates in the east and Asia Minor in the north, and he was striving in Allah Ta'ala's path. He was the Amir of that entire region. Umar radiallahu anhu made Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu the Amir because he knew the status and the position of Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His words, his teachings, his life was so amazing that even when Umar radiallahu anhu came to Sham and all the Sahaba welcomed him, he asked, "Where is my brother?" And everyone understood that he meant Umar radiallahu anhu. He meant Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. And they said, "No, he's on his way, he's coming." And then Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu came. Umar radiallahu anhu hugged him, and they hugged each other and they cried. Then together they went to the house of Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. In the house of Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, he had nothing in his house, just some basic necessities, and his saddle and his shield and sword and basic things, nothing at all. Umar radiallahu anhu asked him, "How come your house is so empty?" He said, "This is sufficient for us. This world is just a place of trouble. And then we're going to our destination." He was the Amir of that entire region, the Roman regions. But this was his simplicity. Umar radiallahu anhu and Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, the way they cried, holding each other, they were crying. Umar radiallahu anhu would say that the dunya has changed every one of us. The dunya changed every one of us. كُلُّنَا غَيَّرَتْهُ الدُّنْيَا غَيْرَكَ يَا أَبَا عُبَيْدَةَ. The world has changed everyone except you. Dunya can't change you, O Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. How much Umar radiallahu anhu loved him. On occasions, Umar radiallahu anhu said, "If Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu was around, I would have appointed him after me." This was, and if Allah Ta'ala was to ask me, I would say that your Nabi said, "Aminu hadihil ummah." That's why I'm appointing Abu Ubaidah, who is Aminu hadihil ummah. While Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu was striving in Allah's path in the regions of Sham, a plague broke out. And then Umar radiallahu anhu wrote a letter to him. Something we have to remember is Abu Ubaidah never disobeyed his Amir. Never ever disobeyed the Amir. Whatever Umar radiallahu anhu said, he did as he was told. And he abided except on one occasion. What occasion was this? When Umar radiallahu anhu wrote to him that, "I need you for some task," he wrote back saying that, "O Amirul Mu'mineen, you are actually trying to extend and postpone the death. You want to extend the life of someone whose life is decreed by Allah. فَهُوَ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَسْتَبْقِي مَنْ لَيْسَ بِبَاقٍ." And then he said, "I am with my sati striving in Allah's path. They are being afflicted with this plague. How can I leave them? I cannot leave them and I come by you. Please, Amirul Mu'mineen, فَحَلِّلْنِي مِنْ عَزْمِكَ. Make me maaf for not abiding by this instruction of yours. وَأَذَنْلِي بِالْبَقَى. Allow me to stay behind." Well, Umar radiallahu anhu's instruction was strict, that if the letter reaches you at night, leave, you know, before morning, and vice versa. If it comes to you in the morning, leave before night. When Umar radiallahu anhu received this letter, he cried profusely. Those around him, seeing his cry, said, "Has Abu Ubaidah passed away, O Amirul Mu'mineen?" He said, "No, but it's as though it's happening any time now." And that's exactly what happened not long after that. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu ta'ala anhu left this world. Ubaidah radiallahu anhu had so many beautiful, amazing teachings and statements in his life. He would very often say, "Waditu anni kuntu kabshan fayadbahuni ahli fayakuluna lahmi wayahsawna maraqi." I wish I was just a ram so that my people would sacrifice me and eat my meat and drink me as soup. He would often say, "Waditu anni ramadun tasfini dhih." I wish I was just pieces of ash that the wind blows me into bygones. And he would cry that, "How will I stand before Allah Ta'ala on that day?" So beautiful was his teachings. So amazing was his advices. Very often he would give amazing advices to his satis. On one occasion he says to them, this comes in Hayatul Sahaba under the chapter of Mawa'id, the advices of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, under Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. He's traveling with his men and he says, behold, رُبَّ مُبَيِّضٍ لِثِيَابِهِ مُدَنِّسٌ لِدِينِهِ. Sometimes you worry about washing your clothes so much, but what about our deen? Let's not tarnish our deen. We honor ourselves, but in actual fact by disobeying Allah, we're disgracing, bringing disgrace upon ourselves. And he would say, إِدْرَأُ السَّيِّئَاتِ الْقَدِيمَاتِ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ الْحَدِيثَاتِ. Get your sins of the past forgiven with repeatedly doing good deeds again and again. He says, if one of you had to do sins that filled till the skies, but then you had to do good deeds, those good deeds will overpower those sins. لَعَلَتْ فَوْقَ سَيِّئَاتِي حَتَّى تَقَارَهُنَّ. The good deeds will overpower those sins. In one report, Iyad bin Ghutayf, one student of Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu comes to visit him. His wife Tuhayfa radiallahu anha was sitting next to him. And the student asked, how is Abu Ubaidah? She says that he spends his time all the time in thawab. So he said, what do you mean thawab? Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu at that time was looking at the wall. And then he looked at them and he said, I heard Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, man anfaqa nafaqatan fadilatan fi sabilillah. He who spends, he spends whatever he can. Extra, whatever he can, he spends in Allah's path. Allah multiplies it 700 times its fold. And he who spends on his family, or visits the sick, or moves something harmful, Allah will multiply it 10 times its fold. Meaning for Allah's path, it's multiplied 700 times. In normal circumstances, it's multiplied 10 times. Then the hadith states, وَصَوْمُ جُنَّةٌ مَا لَمْ يَخْرِقْهَا. Fasting is a shield from Jahannam. Allah will protect a person from Jahannam through the barakat of fasting. So for this, the explanation of this hadith, Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullah alayhi beautifully explains it in the Fazail-e Amal under the chapter of Ramadan. Please read it there. The six attributes and qualities that we need to bring into ourselves during fasting. What does it teach us? How to protect the tongue during our fast. It's not just fasting from food and drink. How to protect our gaze. How to protect our hands. How to protect our feet. How to protect ourselves from guna. How to get the maximum benefit of fasting. أَصَوْمُ جُنَّةٌ مَا لَمْ يَخْرِقْهَا. Then the hadith says, he who Allah Ta'ala tests him in his body with sickness, that becomes a means of atoning for all his gunas. This is a hadith he is quoting to them in his illness. In his illness, while he's out in Allah Ta'ala's path, far away from home, striving for Allah Ta'ala's deen. And then, when he was in this illness, he gathers all his satis, all his men, and he says to them, I give you advice, and if you practice it, you will always remain in good. Make sure salah is integral in your life. Aqeem as-salah. Make sure you pay your zakat. Fast in the month of Ramadan. Give charity profusely. Make hajj and umrah. Watawasaw. And help each other in the service of deen. And be sincere to your leaders. And never be disloyal. Then Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu says, وَلَا تُلْهِكُمُ الدُّنْيَا. Let this world not beguile you. Because even if a person has to live for 1,000 years, he still has to die. And he will end off like I am ending off here. مَا كَانَ لَهُ بُدٌّ مِنْ أَنْ يَصْرَ إِلَى مَصْرَعِ هَذَا الَّذِي تَرَوْنَ. He says, every person, Allah has decreed death upon them. The most intelligent of all is the one most obedient to Allah, and the one who endeavors and strives for the hereafter. أَكْيَسُهُمْ أَطْوَعُهُمْ لِرَبِّهِ وَأَعْمَلُهُمْ لِيَوْمِ مَعَادِهِ. Then he greets them, and he says, O Mu'ad bin Jabal, صَلِّ بِالنَّاسِ. You will do the imamate from now. You are the Amir. And Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu leaves this world. Everyone was emotional, and they all knew that we're not going to get a person so great as Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum said that a man as pure as this man you will never ever find. Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu was so pure and so sincere, so amazing. He never ever demanded or asked for leadership or position, never ever. And he always gave in, and he always put others forward. He always uplifted others. Anyway, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu then got up and he gave advices and he said, O people, make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. Sincere tawbah. Because if a person meets Allah in the halat of tawbah, Allah will definitely forgive him. And then he says, make sure you don't take debts. Don't keep debts on your head. Allah will not forgive you if you have debts. Because a person will be detained because of his debt even in the year after. He will be detained because of his debt. And then he says, never ever break ties with your brother. If you have broken ties with your brother, go now and make musafaha with him. فَلْيُصَافِحْهُ Make musafaha with him. And it's not appropriate for a Muslim to desert his brother for more than 3 days, because that is the greatest crime and sin. Abu Ubaidah, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu gave those advices after Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu. Allah give us tawfiq to emulate Sahaba radiallahu anhum and change our lives in this Mubarak month of Ramadan and cleanse our hearts. Let us emulate Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah accept us and forgive us through their barakat. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.